Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Monday, the 23rd of November, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 7th of Kislev. This week, our parasha from the Torah is called Vayetze, meaning he went out. And today's portion, or today's aliyah from that parasha, is Genesis 29:1-17. Before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then Jacob lifted up his feet and went to the land of the peoples of the east. When he looked, suddenly there was a well in the field, and there were 3 herds of sheep resting by it. For from that well they would water the flocks. The stone on the mouth of the well was large. When all the herds gathered there, they would roll away the stone from the mouth of the well and water the flocks, and put the stone back to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We are from Haran," they said. So he said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's son?" They said, "We know." He said to them, "Is he well?" "Well," they said, "look, here comes his daughter, Rachel, with the flock." He said, "Since it's still the middle of the day, it's not time for the livestock to be gathered. Water the flock and let them go and graze." But they said, "We can't, not until all the flocks are gathered and the stone is rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we water the flock." While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with the flock that belonged to her father, for she was a shepherdess. Now when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob stepped forward and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Then Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. Now when Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him, hugged and kissed him, and brought him to his house. Then he told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, "Surely you are my own bone and flesh." And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Should you, my relative, serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should be your wages?" Now Laban had 2 daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. That was Genesis 29:1-17. Today's portion from the prophets is 1 Samuel 3. Now the boy Samuel was in the service of the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were no visions breaking through. One day, Eli was lying down in his place. Now his eyes had grown dim so that he could not see, and the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Samuel was lying down in the Lord's temple where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel." So he answered, "Here I am." Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he replied, "I didn't call. Go back to sleep." So he went back and lay down. Then the Lord called Samuel yet again. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he answered, "I didn't call, my son. Go back to sleep." Now, Samuel had not experienced the Lord yet, since the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. So he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go back to sleep, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone that hears it will tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to judge his house forever for the iniquity that he knew about, because his sons brought a curse on themselves, yet he did not rebuke them. Therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Then Samuel lay down until the morning, when he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. But Samuel was afraid to tell Eli about the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." "Here I am," he replied. "What is the word that he has spoken to you?" he said. "Please, don't hide it from me. May God do so to you, and even more, if you hide anything at all from me that he spoke to you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. May he do what is good in his eyes." So Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Then all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was entrusted as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord started to appear once more in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. That was 1 Samuel 3. And now our portion from the writings, which is Psalm 48. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, his holy mountain, a beautiful height, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the northern side of the city of the great king. God in her palaces is known as a stronghold. For behold, the kings assembled, they advanced together. They saw, then they were astounded, they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like a woman in labor. With an east wind you broke the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish her forever. Selah. We have meditated on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. Like your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Mount Zion is glad. The daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towers. Consider her ramparts. Go through her palaces, so you may describe it to the next generation. For this God is our God, forever and ever. He will guide us to the end. That was Psalm 48. And now, our final portion for today is Mark 6, 1 through 29. Now Yeshua went out from there, and he comes to his hometown, and his disciples follow him. When Shabbat came, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many listeners were amazed, saying, "Where did this fellow get these things? What is this wisdom given to him? Such miracles are done by his hands. Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Miriam, and the brother of Jacob and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Yeshua began saying to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house. He was not able to do any miracle, except that he laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he was astonished because of their unbelief, and he was going around among the villages teaching." Yeshua summoned the 12, and he began to send them out, two by two, and he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He directed them to take nothing for the journey except a walking stick, no bread, no bag, no copper coin in their belt, but to wear sandals and not to put on two shirts. He was also telling them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that place, and whatever place will not receive you or listen to you, as you leave from there, shake the dust off the bottom of your feet as a witness against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent, and they were driving out many demons and anointing with oil many who were sick and healing them. King Herod heard, for Yeshua's name had become known. Some were saying, "John the Immerser has risen from the dead. Because of this, these powers are at work in him." But others were saying, "It's Elijah." Still others were saying, "It is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard, he said, "John, the one I beheaded, has been raised." For Herod himself sent and arrested John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not permitted for you to have your brother's wife." Now Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she wasn't able. For Herod was in awe of John and kept him safe, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When he listened to John, he was confused, but he listened gladly. An opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his high officials, military brass, and the leaders of the Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and those reclining with him. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you want, and I'll give it to you." He vowed to her, "Whatever you ask of me, I'll give you, up to half of my kingdom." She left the room and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" Her mother said, "The head of John the Immerser." Immediately she rushed to the king and requested, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Immerser on a platter." The king became very sorrowful, but because of his oaths and those reclining with him, he didn't want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent an executioner and gave orders to bring John's head, and the executioner went out and beheaded John in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. That was Mark 6, 1 through 29, and it concludes our readings for this episode. If, however, you are reading through the apostolic writings twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading 1 Corinthians 1 also today. Thank you for listening. I pray that God will bless you today, that his words will go deep into your hearts in the good soil and bear much fruit. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.